95.9 The Fox. It's First Thing Fairfield County. Good morning. I'm Alan Lamberti, and on the line with me now is a guy that we'll be seeing Saturday night. He's doing two sets at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport. Comedian Ted Alexandro. How's it going, Ted?
Alan, going really well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course. Thank you for doing this. We're real excited for this weekend. Now, you're a guy, I'm reading your bio, you have been everywhere. Just how many countries have you performed stand-up in?
You know, it's funny you mention that because I was just compiling a list yesterday. I was on the road with too much time on my hands. And I think I've been to 24 countries.
As a stand-up, performing in 24 countries.
As a human being, first, and a stand-up second, yes. Yeah, pretty crazy, man. I just, you know, I kind of fell in with a couple of comedians who were touring internationally, and that one thing led to another. There was a group of guys who were touring all over the Middle East, and they kind of they took me on board with their tour, and that opened up a whole bunch of other stuff. So yeah, I've been all over the place.
Was that like a USO kind of thing, or was it just general comedy tours?
You know, a couple of them were USO, but primarily it was just, you know, performing for the local, a mix of like the locals and like expats who happen to be living abroad. But it was really cool because, like, I mean, I remember doing a show for like 3,000 people in Cairo, Egypt, and kind of being a little concerned, like, will my stuff about being a music teacher in New York translate to, you know, this crowd of Egyptians? But it was a really, like, kind of enlightening experience because they were such like kind of savvy comedy fans that like they got all the references, and I guess a lot of the kids there had been educated at like American universities and stuff, so I didn't feel as though like, you know, they missed out on anything. So it was pretty cool experience.
Well, you also got to figure, like, the internet helps now that everybody's so connected, but a few years ago it probably would have been impossible.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big factor, too, that, like, wherever you go, whether it's the States or abroad, there is kind of a shared frame of reference, and especially, like, people know way more about the U.S. than vice versa. Like, if I go to Cairo and they start talking politics, I'm like, oh, you guys have a president? Tell me about that, you know?
Now, you mentioned, you know, you were a music teacher. That's how you got your start. You were not a comedian to begin with.
Well, I was doing both. Like, when I first got out of college, I was teaching K through 5 elementary school music during the day, and that was kind of just my day gig. I mean, it was a good job to have because, in a weird way, it was kind of like public speaking, and you're trying to entertain these kids and keep their attention. So it was working a similar muscle in a different way, and then I would do that same muscle except with drunk people at night in front of like crowds of, you know, 20 or 25 at like open mics. So yeah, it was kind of a parallel thing for about 5 years. And then when I started to kind of eke out a little bit of a living, I left those kids in the lurch.
Wow. Well, have you ever thought about going back to the old school to just to see what's changed, or seeing those kids and saying like, hey, look what could have happened.
Well, you know, what's funny is now some of those kids that are now, you know, adults, will come to my shows from time to time. Like, I'll be at the Comedy Cellar in New York and or Caroline's or one of these places, and a group of them, like, will show up unexpectedly. And when I hear them refer to me as Mr. Alexandro, I kind of shudder, and then I kind of realize, you know, I can recognize some of the faces, you know, like, they have the same face but, like, 20 years older. So yeah, it's a cool thing though, because they are like, they're kind of excited for, you know, the path that I've taken. And, you know, a lot of them tell me about the things that they're into. Some of them are in the arts and music and acting, different things. So it's kind of cool. You know, it was something that pretty much, you know, to pay the bills, but, it was really like, you know, as I look back, it was kind of a great thing.
Very cool. We're talking to Ted Alexandro, comedian. He's going to be at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport for two shows on Saturday night. And you're a New York guy. You're from Queens, so Connecticut, we're not too far.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my brother and his family live in North Haven, so it worked out nicely that a group of them will be coming to the shows. But yeah, I spend a fair amount of time there just visiting him, so I'm familiar with the area.
Oh, excellent. That's going to be a good one. Are they coming to the early show or the late show?
They might do both, you know, because it's so rare that I'm in the area that I think they might just stay and, you know, maybe it's just a night for them to have a few drinks and hang around. But I think they might come to both, actually.
Excellent. Now, you also have a new podcast that you just recently started, A Little Bit Me.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we're about 8 episodes in now. It's called A Little Bit Me. And, yeah, it's kind of like a slice of life of a comedian on the road and talking about the various places that I travel to. I literally just landed. I was in San Antonio yesterday. I tour with Jim Gaffigan. I've known Jim for about 20 years, and I opened for Jim on the road. And so he and I were at the San Antonio Rodeo in this big arena. Like, I guess it's where the San Antonio Spurs play, and the Spurs kind of go on the road for 2.5 weeks, and this rodeo comes in. So Jim and I played the rodeo just yesterday in San Antonio, and that was really cool too, just to experience like a live rodeo, because the rodeo went on all day, so we caught, you know, like maybe an hour of that, seeing people like roping steer and doing all these various things that I've never done, being a guy from Queens, New York. And then we did the show at night, and we weren't really sure how it was going to go, because it was people who didn't buy tickets specifically for comedy. You know, they were kind of there for the rodeo, and then they stayed for the comedy. But it was a great crowd. It was a lot of fun.
So from Cairo, Egypt, to the rodeo, to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I tell you, man, I think I've covered all the bases. Pretty nuts.
That's incredible. Ted Alexandro, Vinny Brand Stress Factory, Saturday night, 2 shows, 1 at 7:30 and 1 at 9:30. And you can get info at stressfactoryct.com. And the past, let's say, year and a half have actually been sort of, you've had a lot going on. You recently got married. I know that.
That's right.
And then you went viral just a few months ago with your comedy seller routine about Louis C.K.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird thing. Like, I had done this set about Louis when he came back to the cellar, because it was kind of like on a lot of comedians' minds, excuse me, and a lot of people's minds, just that he kind of showed up unannounced after 9 months. So I kind of talked about it on stage one night, and just after talking to a bunch of comedian friends and my wife and some other people, they were like, yeah, you should put this out. You know, it's interesting, and it kind of like fits in with the whole dialogue of all the things that are going on. I think like Cosby had just been convicted that week, and you know, all this stuff was going on with Harvey Weinstein and obviously Louis. So I just did almost like a stream of consciousness, and then it, you know, kind of surprisingly just it went a little bit viral. That was, you know, I was a little like torn, because I've known Louis a long time. I used to open for him back, you know, about, you know, maybe 8 years ago. But I just thought, like, comedically, it worked. And, you know, I think the fact that it went a little, it's on YouTube, people can check that out. So I kind of felt a little weird when I put it out, like a little unsure, but I also felt like I stood behind it, and I was glad that people received it well.
But now, obviously, you mentioned that you opened for him, I think it was at the Madison Square Garden shows. And,
yeah.
You know, you were on his show. So obviously you did have a relationship with him. Did you ever hear from him after it all went out, or up till now, or even after that set?
No, haven't had any contact with him. But, you know, like with comedians, we kind of give each other a hard time just in general, you know, so it's like we don't even let the smallest of things go by uncommented on. So, like, when that happened, it's like, come on, are we, like, the silence was deafening to me. Like, we're not going to talk about this. Like, we
it's one of our own.
We give each other hell for the smallest thing. So, to me, it was almost like a matter of principle. Like, and even Louis himself, I thought to myself, like, this is what he would do, you know? So, I kind of, like, I didn't want to be hypocritical and hold back on something that mattered to me. So, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that he made himself a headline, you know, like, because that's it was like it was a national news story, you know, so it's unfortunate. But as comedians, we kind of have to talk about these things.
Sure, I get it. Absolutely. Ted Alexandro, he's coming to Vinny Brand's Stress Factory this Saturday night, 2 sets here in Bridgeport. And you in addition to obviously that set going viral, you're really an activist comedian, which I don't think there are too many of those out there. You were involved with Occupy Wall Street, but recently I listened to the interview you did with Marc Maron on the WTF podcast.
Yes.
And the story about the New York Comedians Coalition is something that's incredible, and it's something that I'm a comedy fan, and it's something that I never even realized that, you know, you just get up until recently, you only just got a few dollars for playing just, you know, on a Monday night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was kind of almost, you know, unwittingly, like my first activism that I got involved with was, you know, there had been a lot of grumbling because comedians' pay had been the same since really the 1980s. You'd make like $15, $20 per set. You know, maybe $30 or $40 on the weekend. So, yeah, there was just a lot of grumbling in the ranks. So I kind of took it upon myself to write a petition asking the clubs for a pay raise. And with the help of another comedian, Russ Meneve, we kind of organized this New York Comedians Coalition. And about 300 comedians got involved in that. And so it just kind of snowballed from there. And, you know, it's really not dissimilar from Occupy Wall Street in that, you know, it's about like economic considerations and people trying to make a living, and also income inequality in that you have a handful of comedians who break through to the big time that are making, you know, millions, tens of millions. And then you have these other great comedians who have been on Letterman, have been on The Tonight Show and, you know, Comedy Central. They've been on everything. And they're making $50 for a set. So, you know, I think a lot of people were kind of getting tired of that dynamic, too. So, yeah, it was actually kind of a good boost for morale for the comedians. And we wound up getting a pay raise from all the clubs in New York.
We're talking with Ted Alexandro. He's coming to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory this Saturday night. Now, Ted, we've talked about a lot of sort of serious stuff in the past 6 minutes. What can we expect on Saturday night?
I promise there won't be any activism from the stage. Yeah, I'll be probably talking a lot about love and marriage and Valentine's themes. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. As you mentioned, my wife and I got married about a year and 4 months ago, thereabouts. So that's been really exciting. This is like a former love that we had dated like 12 years ago and always loved her. And then she, you know, we had kind of fallen out of each other's lives and came back into each other's lives. So talk a lot about her and our communication, which is one of her things is like she's big on communication. So she'll send me links to look at, which is kind of a weird way of communicating. But then I watch the links and then we get together and see how we can improve our communication. But yeah, so it's, you know, it's a little bit lighter fare, I would say, to expect. And I do want to say, Vinnie Brand runs a great club. I don't know how familiar folks are in the Bridgeport area with Vinnie and his club, but he had the New Brunswick, New Jersey location for probably, I don't know, 30 years or so, and now this Bridgeport location has opened up, and I'm so excited. It's my first time there. I've played the other one, you know, dozens of times, but I'm excited to check out the Bridgeport location.
Well, this one just opened up maybe a year and a half ago or so, and he's getting everybody coming through, and it's actually two stories. There's the stage with the brick wall where you'll be, and then there's an upper level where people are like looking down, and it's gonna be a pretty cool place.
Oh, that's wild, man. So is it like a little balcony kind of deal?
The upper level's got to hold at least 100 people.
Right.
And there's the tables up there and everything like that. Yeah, we have a couple of sister stations that have put together shows, and we've got one coming up as well. So we're certainly familiar with it here. And, yeah, he's off to a great start.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm hoping for a nice big turnout. If you're celebrating Valentine's Day and you blew it and you didn't get anything today, folks, you can still make it up on Saturday night. We have two shows.
Excellent. Ted Alexandro, we'll see him Saturday night for a 7:30 and 9:30 set at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport. Ted, thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
My pleasure, Alan. Thanks so much for having me.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.